Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Welcome to Business Resolutions. My guest today is Alex Maldonado, a journalist. Over 50 years, Alex?
Over 50 years.
So Alex and I, when I came to meet with him for this interview, my recollection was spent some really intensive time on the Cogentrix as a coal-fired plant in Mayagüez. And there was a group of us with Maximo Cerame Vivas, estaba Alex, and myself, and we spent about 3 years fighting for that project. But you corrected me. That's not when we first met. Tell me about that.
Actually, we first met in 1965, I guess. I was a Nieman Fellow at Harvard University. The Nieman program is for journalists. You spend 1 year at Harvard doing whatever you want to do. And I was, although I was, you know, on a leave of absence, I was always looking for a good story. And someone said, do you know that there is a Puerto Rican who plays on the hockey team? Puerto Rican student that plays on the hockey team? He says, I can't believe it. As far as I know, hockey is played on ice. Ice is not common in Puerto Rico, at least not to play hockey on. Although I believe that now there are places where you can play hockey. So that person was Jorge Gonzalez, George Gonzalez. And that's where I met you.
Okay, I do remember now, and you know, there was Federico Hernandez Denton, and
right.
and as a Nieman Fellow, you what was your independent project that you were involved with at Harvard?
The Nieman program is a wonderful program. It's actually considered, it's for veteran journalists. It's not to learn journalism. You have to prove that you've had a successful career, and you're, let's say, mid-career, mid-30s or so,
right.
And they give you a year at Harvard,
you can take
and
any
you
plan.
Do what, if you want to learn how to take an appendix out of a body, no one will.
Completely on your own. You go to whatever class you want,
do,
you audit
go,
whatever
you
class.
You audit, and you're just free, but there are a lot of activities. They invite a lot of people just about every evening. There's someone that they invite, and, you know, important people, because in my class, there were about 9 or 10 journalists. Now I think it's more. And it's a great program. And of course, I took, I say of course, because you know, George, that my interest is economics and politics to some extent. So I took courses in economics and politics. And then when I wanted to do what I really love, I took courses in philosophy.
Okay, that's great. And that, was that, would you say that's one of your better years?
Or well, that, people that, that were named or got the Nieman Fellowship, they like to say that was the best year of their lives. In my case, I think I can say it because it was a great year. It was really an honor for me. I was the first Puerto Rican to be named a Nieman. And as far as I know, the only Puerto Rican from Puerto Rico that's been named Nieman. They have... There have been Hispanics, but not Puerto Ricans. And not only that, but my first daughter was born during that year at Harvard, Esme. Yeah. So it was a, and that, when I saw her, that was the single most happiest moment of my life.
Tremendous. You know, we have another coincidence. My first daughter was born my first year of law school, Harvard Law School. So we have that in common. Evie was born that first year in Boston. So.
Boston Lying In Hospital?
That's Boston Lying In Hospital. That's
okay.
Right. and you were then a journalist with what newspaper?
San Juan Star.
Okay.
I joined the San Juan Star in 1959 when it started. So I actually...
A charter member.
I was a charter member. I joined it actually several months before it started. I came down in the summer of 59, and the San Juan Star began November 2nd, 1959.
And the key person, I mean, we always think of the key person as Viglucci from Albany, New York. Who was the key person?
Well, the one who started it was Bill Dovillier.
Oh, right, yeah.
He was a veteran journalist, had worked in El Mundo for many years. He always had the dream of starting an English language paper. He did. there was an English language edition of El Mundo that came out for about 8 or 9 months in the early 50s, I believe, and that folded. And then he got the financing to start the San Juan Star, and it started in 1959, and it was very successful from day one.
And it's trying to make a comeback. But we'll not get into that.
I'm not quite sure about that.
I mean, it is trying to make a comeback, that's for sure. But okay, so we actually first met, at Harvard. But were we really intensive in getting back to where we really got to know each other was in the Cogentrix, and that was a learning experience, very intensive, trying to get this plant up. It was the first time that a private plant, of electrical generating plant, would be done with a cogeneration. The tuna company, Starkist in Mayagüez, and of course they had no plants. PREPA had no plants on the West Coast, so there was a lot of good reasons to do it. What do you take from a learning experience? Everybody knows that did not fly. What do you take from a learning experience from that? Episode.
You know, when I became a consultant to the communications consultant through the Cogentrix project, actually pretty late in my career. I had already gone through the San Juan Star. I'd been the editor of El Mundo for about 15 years. And I had started a newspaper, which was El Reportero. And during all those years, I had dealt with, written a lot about, projects that were environmentally challenging, that word, challenging. and I understood something about Puerto Rico, and it's probably true also about the United States and a great part of the world. What is called the environmental movement is not really an environmental movement. Yes, it is, because that's what they say, but it's much more. And once a coalition of forces comes together, and it's easy for them to come together because what they're doing, for instance, in this case, they are fighting for clean air. Well, who's against clean air? Or you could be fighting against global warming.
Or clean water.
Or clean water.
Yeah,
motherhood
and apple pie.
Right. Well, who's against that?
Yeah.
But once these forces come together, it's almost impossible. And I will say this, George, Puerto Rico today, if the environmental movement, which is extremely powerful, focuses on any project, that project will not be done. I say this because when Cogentrix came to me and said, actually it came through me through a public relations company, which was Premier Maldonado, which they hired.
It's not related to you, Premier.
No, Premier Maldonado was not related to me, but I was related to them business-wise.
Right.
I knew it was a tough sell, but they had a great justification, which I bought into. And this is almost impossible to believe, and actually no one did believe it, but that plant was coal, and coal is dirty. But the reality was that this plant would have been cleaner than the existing plants of the Power Authority. That's not saying much, because those plants were not very clean to begin with. And a lot of them were old. I think that has improved somewhat. But at that time, the fundamental argument was, yes, coal is, quote, dirty. But this is clean coal, and it's actually going to improve the environmental situation, because to the degree that the Cogentrix plant, which would have been a pretty big plant, produces energy, less energy is being produced in dirtier plants, so the net effect. Well, I that I realized, or I came to the conclusion, that this was a good argument, but it was a tough sell.
Well, listen, we have to make a break. We're going to take a little bit more into that project, because I think projects that do not succeed, you learn a lot more, just like in life. So we'll be right back. I'm with Alex Maldonado, a journalist, an owner of a newspaper, a writer of books, which we'll get into, a fascinating person, a really great friend.